most of the people in the room could name many things about Dodd-Frank they don't like. Would you mention one or two things that Dodd-Frank does that actually are beneficial?
So I'll name one right off the top of my head. It's off the top of my head because I mentioned in my remarks, which is I think that the idea of having higher capital being maintained by institutions that are identified as being systemically important, both on the bank side, but then I think the idea of expanding, and this is critical that this operate effectively, the idea of being able to go out and identify non-bank financial institutions that are systemically important and being able to require them to hold more capital as a buffer, I think, is also very valuable. So those are two things that off the top of my head I think has been quite valuable contributions.
Second question?
At the end, you talked about mortgage interest deduction. Do you actually think there would be a potential change to that down the road?
I can't answer. The only logic I was trying to point to is that in the light of the financial crisis, I think there is a financial stability argument for lowering the mortgage interest tax deduction. This is one piece of an argument. There's when the policymakers get together, they're going to consider a bunch of different things. All I'm saying is that in light of what we have gone through in the past 5 years, I think that financial stability considerations argue in favor of lowering mortgage interest tax deduction.
Question? This isn't directly related to what you were just talking about, but one of the things you look at a lot, Dr. Pohl addressed it just at a very surfacey level, but in Europe for the last several decades, being a lot more highly regulated than us, that their unemployment rate has been high. Germany was elated here over the last year, I think, when they got raised down to 7.5%. And they're the superstar in Europe. In the U.S., we've had this notion that full employment was around 5% unemployment. With what's happening over the last 3 years now with the ramping up of the regulatory environment and the impact on the small business people that drive our economy, are you guys starting to get a sense of what the new natural unemployment rate is going to be in America? I'm assuming it's the number be 6 or 7% today instead of 5.
So this is an excellent question. It's a question that we, as you suggest, we struggle with on an ongoing basis. I think that in the United States, if you look at the Federal Open Markets Committee releases its projections for what it thinks will happen over the longer haul. We just released those last week, and I think that the central tendency of the committee was to think that within a 5 to 6 year span, we should be thinking about unemployment being back in a 5 to 6% range. With that said, I think that what's challenging, though, is at this very moment in time, what I would call the natural rate of unemployment would be at this very moment in time, because that really is about how much inflationary pressures are out there. And I think the best way to think about that as a monetary policymaker is through by looking at something else Dr. Pohl mentioned, is about the rate of the changes in inflation and how that's moving over time. And that's what especially core inflation is something I keep a close eye on, because that's going to tell me, regardless of the rate of unemployment, what the rate of inflation is going to be looking like down the road over the next 3 to 4 years. I think looking at the behavior of core inflation, trying to strip out the highly volatile energy component, gives you a better feeling of what's going on with that. And we're seeing some upward pressure in that in core inflation, as he noted. I think a big question for the United States, and that I struggle with, that I do not know the answer to, is not as much about on the unemployment side, but on the employment side. So if you looked at the data at the end of 2007, right at the beginning of the recession, the employment population ratio was, I think, around 62.7%, just south of 63%. At the end of the recession in June of 2009, that number was around 58.5%. Now, 2 years into the recovery, it is still 58.5%. Where that number will eventually settle down in 5 to 6 years, we're not asked to make a forecast of that for as FOMC members, and I'm glad, because I think that there's a lot of uncertainty about that. So whether or not we'll have the same number of people employed in the United States in 5 or 6 years as we did in December 2007, I think is very hard to know. One thing, I suspect there's one simple argument that tells you it's going to be less because of demographic changes, that we have more and more of our population getting into an age range where they're going to think about stopping work because the baby boom generation is moving through. But will it be lower than even that demographic component? I think that's very hard to know the answer to.
Brian mentioned about the Dodd-Frank's goal, I guess, was to promote financial stability. There's a lot of literature out there that actually promotes instability with some of the smaller institutions. What's your take on that?
I think that the... I think that there's been a period now of regulatory change, and it was an inevitable period of regulatory change in the wake of the crisis we went through. And I think it's posed a challenge for both small and large financial institutions. I think that, you know, as over the next year or so, we're going to get a lot more certainty in the regulatory environment. The regulations are being written now. I think we're going to get more certainty about what those regulations will mean. I think that'll be much healthier situation for both small and large financial institutions.
One last question:
the Simpson Bowles Commission also recommended that mortgage deduction be eliminated as part of housing budget. Been aware of any studies of what might happen long term to housing values with the deduction gone?
Off the top of my head, no. And so I don't want to comment on that. I will say that I did not speak to eliminating mortgage interest tax deduction fully. I talked about reducing it because of the cost induced by financial stability. It's certainly, just through the same kind of incentive argument I made, it's certainly reasonable to expect that a change in the mortgage interest tax deduction would have an impact on house values. And I think that underscores one of the things I said, which is that if you made a change of the kind I recommended, you would want to make it based on prevailing macroeconomic conditions. And so that would have to be part of the calculus as well.
To tie the two speeches together, Dr. Cole talked about going to the truck stop, visiting with the truckers on the backhaul. I don't ever hear Narayana talking about going to the truck stop. But one of the jobs that they'll all tell you that is one of the main responsibilities of a director of the Helena branch and the Minneapolis Bank and the other Federal Reserve banks is they send out 3 questions. And the directors, every so often, have to report on the 3 questions they ask. And those 3 questions are pretty much your locality. What's going on with you? And I've got to go to Minneapolis in July and report on 3 questions. I got my 3 questions on Friday before I left the bank. And they relate to your economics. And that's how, rather than go to the truck stop, they'll all tell you that that's extremely important to the Federal Reserve to get all these directors all over the United States to report what's going on right now in their economy. Narayana, thank you kindly.
Thank you very much.